Run With It, Canada's running fitness and health program. On this month's episode, we have a segment on DNA fitness and health testing, so stay tuned for that. But first, let's go to our Doctor's Corner segment. Check this out. Welcome to Doctor's Corner. I'm Christine Blanchette and I have two very special guests. They are two experts in pain relief and welcome. Let's introduce ourselves.
Hi, Christine. I'm Dr. Helene Bertrand. I'm a family physician, but in the last 10 years, all I've been doing is treating painful conditions. And my partner here is Marilyn Kiriasis.
And my background, I'm a clinical pharmacist and with a focus on pain management and palliative care. And I have been collaborating with Dr. Helene Bertrand to formulate QR cream.
So the QR cream is quick relief, right? That's what it's called. And it provides pain relief. So tell us, how is it different from other creams?
Okay, well, in your skin, you have a whole bunch of nerves, okay? And each nerve is very specific. So you'll have a nerve for touch, a nerve for pressure. You'll have a nerve for heat, a nerve for cold. Like, there's all kinds of nerve endings in your skin. And if, for instance, you get touched, then the touch nerve opens its receptor, its little door inside the wall of that nerve, and sodium goes in. That creates an electric current. The electric current goes right up to your brain, and your brain says, I'm being touched here. So that's how nerves function. And the mannitol and QR cream actually works on the pain receptor. So if you have a pain message, all of a sudden the pain message opens up. It opens and it puts in some sodium in there, electric current to the brain, pain signal. And at the same time, that pain nerve releases inflammation and inflammation chemicals. And those inflammation chemicals cause the blood vessels to open up and you get red where you've been hurt. And it causes the blood vessels to leak. So if it's superficial, you'll get a blister. If it's deep, you'll get a swelling. So the redness and the swelling are part of the inflammatory process. And these are all released by this pain nerve. And inflammation itself will keep that pain nerve open and send pain messages to the brain again. So what mannitol does is it shuts down that city. So inflammation doesn't happen and pain doesn't happen because the signal is lost. The brain doesn't get the message. Now, the way other creams work, you have creams like, say, Tiger Balm or Biofreeze or any one of these creams that create a sensation on the skin are actually working on other skin receptors. They're not working on the pain receptor. They're working on the cold receptor or the heat receptor. They're not working on the actual thing that's causing the pain and the inflammation. So they send a message to the brain. So you've got the pain message going to the brain, and then you get a cold message going to the brain. If the cold message is strong enough, it'll tell your brain, this is cold, and so I'm going to forget about the pain. Except that when the cold message, when the cold message stops, the pain message is still there, sending messages to the brain. Now, for instance, anti-inflammatory medications will shut down the inflammation. They don't shut down the pain signal. Now, inflammation itself causes pain, so it will reduce the pain, but it doesn't actually shut down the pain signal. There are other creams like local anesthetics, for instance, and these will shut down all the signals, so you don't feel pain, but you don't feel touch, you don't feel pressure, you don't feel if you're being cut, you don't feel if you're being burned, you don't feel anything. because all the signals are closed. So it's not very good for you. So whereas what mannitol does is it shuts down that pain receptor. That's why it's so much better. And the reason we call QR cream QR is because it's quick relief.
Yes. Yes.
Christine. So just to summarize, so QR cream is very different to all other pain creams on the market because of its unique active ingredient, mannitol. As Helene explained, mannitol calms the nerves and shuts down the pain signal to the brain. And there's no other cream on the market that contains mannitol.
Wow, that is so fascinating. I mean, I'm curious to know, like, or the viewers would be curious to know, like, how long did it take you to develop this, the QR cream? Like,
well, what happened is I was injecting people with sugar around their nerves and finding out that it was shutting down the pain receptor. But the big problem is that I was treating a whole bunch of diabetics, and for diabetics, sugar is a poison. It's the thing that destroys their nerves. So I could not inject them with sugar. So I thought, well, mannitol is almost the same as a sugar molecule, but it does not destroy, it does not hurt the inside of the body. It's very safe, by the way. You find it in lipstick, you find it in chewing gum. It's very, very safe. And so I thought, okay, I'll start injecting people with mannitol. And same thing happened. Inject with mannitol, within, like, before the needle's out of the skin, the pain is gone. And I thought, okay. Mm-hmm. So Marilyn was there at the time, and she was observing me. And she said, well, why don't we make it into a cream? I said, well, you know, do you think a cream will put the mannitol through the skin and through the nerves? And she said, well, we can try. Marilyn, why don't you try?
So that's when I started helping Helene, and I helped her formulate the QR cream. I experimented with many different bases so that we could find the optimum base to allow maximum penetration of the active ingredient mannitol through the skin to reach the superficial skin nerves from where we can achieve pain relief. So I spent many hours in my kitchen mixing up the cream. That's where the cream started. And I think we experimented with 16 different bases until we found the one that gave us the deepest penetration through the skin.
Wow, that is fascinating. And so what are the benefits?
The benefits?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it takes away your pain, or it takes away your itch as well, because
The benefits of QR cream is very quick pain relief. It starts acting within minutes. Long-lasting pain relief. It'll last a couple of hours. We have also seen that there's a cumulative effect. So the more you use it, the less you need it. There's a benefit that there's no drug interactions and no contraindications to using the medication. It's a natural product, so it's completely safe to use. And as Helene mentioned, mannitol has been used in the cosmetic industry, and it's used for baking. It's used in chewing gum. In fact, mannitol is the only sweetener that doesn't cause tooth decay.
Wow.
So it's a safe ingredient. It's easy to apply. It's non-greasy. It gets absorbed really quickly. There's no prescription required. It's been approved by Health Canada as a natural health product, and the list goes on. Many benefits.
It's also been approved by the FDA. And in fact, mannitol has been shown by the FDA, has been accepted by the FDA as being a topical pain reliever. And this is because of the research I did, on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it helps with bites, right? It helps with shingles. It helps with inflammation. It helps. What about a runner? Like, a runner has a knee problem. Like, it would help a runner, right, as well.
Yeah. But I wouldn't put it on before running, because pain is important. It tells your body there's something wrong here. You better stop doing what you're doing. And if you don't have faith, then you're going to continue injuring your body. You see, these pain nerves are very important. They protect you against injuring yourself. So you have to be able to listen to them. And what mannitol does is it will shut down the pain signal. So you need the protection of that pain signal when you're doing something that could injure your body. And repetitive motion, like running, could possibly cause an injury. So I would put it like, when you have finished your run, and then it's very effective. It will take away the pain in your knees and your feet. It will take away your pain in your shoulders. And we actually did a research project on marathon runners. We took 120 people who were participating in the Vancouver Marathon, and we gave them the real cream on one leg and then just the base cream on the other leg. And we told them, okay, this is the cream for your left leg, this is the cream for your right leg. And then every day after the marathon, they wrote down how much pain they had in their legs. And a lot of them after that came and said, wow, was it ever great for my knees? Was it ever great for my feet? And oh, my hands are feeling so much better. But there wasn't that much difference for the cramps, the pain deep inside the muscle. And so we were wondering how we could help that pain deep inside the muscle. And we figured out, but this was after the marathon study, we figured out that the cramps are actually caused by the nerves going to the muscles, and these nerves hate acid. And when you do a long, long run, you're producing lactic acid. And lactic acid causes the muscles, the nerves, to get irritated, and they tell the muscles to contract. And so the muscles are in cramps because they're prisoners of these nerves that are telling them to contract. And at that time, I didn't know what I know now about how to help cramps. And here is what I discovered. See, this here is the nerve that goes to your calf muscles, okay? And that nerve goes right down the back of the middle of your knee and down into your calf muscles. And this is the nerve that is going to be controlling that calf muscle. So if you want to get rid of a cramp after a run, what you do, and I'll show you, is you have to address that nerve. I'm just going to show this. That nerve is traveling right in the middle here, in the middle of your knee crease. So you have to rub the cream here and down between the two calf muscles, right here, between the heads of the calf muscle. If you do that, you can help control the cramp in your calf muscle. Now, there are other areas where you can get cramps after a run. One of them is in the area, this area here on the side of your leg. And you'll often get a cramp on the area in the side of your leg. And or you'll get a shin splint here in the front. So these are things that runners will often have. Now, the nerve that controls that, and you can see that nerve here. You see it starts here, goes around there, and goes down here. The nerve that controls that can be rubbed. But you have to rub it vigorously because you have to make sure the cream goes deep into the nerve. And I'll show you where it goes exactly. Okay? So this is where you have this nerve that's traveling. Okay, they're traveling. See this little bump here? That's called the head of the fibula. So it travels here and then it goes down here and then it goes down here. So this is the area you want to reach when you have a cramp here. And you have to rub it in good and hard because you have to really reach that way. Okay? Now for shin splint, the nerve that produces the shin splint is very deep. It's the same nerve here, but it goes down right here beside your shin bone. And this nerve is so deep that the cream may not reach it. But if you have a shin splint, it's often because the covering of that muscle is swollen. Because the covering of the muscle, this muscle is swollen and the covering is stretched. And the nerves don't like stretch either. And so if you rub this area here of your shin, you might just help it. I'm not sure of that because that nerve is so deep. But if you just rub the area here beside your shin, you might just help that shin splint. Now, for pain in the foot, a lot of people will get cramps in their feet. And here is the nerve that controls the cramps in the foot. This guy here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this guy will control this muscle here, okay? But you have to start treating it here. And this guy, I'll show you. This guy.
Great.
This guy starts here, goes right behind that ankle bone, right here, and then it travels down to the muscles of the foot here. And this is where you have to put in the cream. And you have to put it in good and hard so that it will reach that nerve and the muscle that it supplies. Okay? Now, this is the way that you can get that runners. This is the way that runners can treat cramps in their legs and in their feet after a run. But please don't put it on before a run because you need the pencil.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. And thank you for showing show and tell. That's just very, the viewers can, understand more. But do you put the cream on before you do the workout? Or how does, what would be the best way?
I would only put it on after a workout simply because you don't want to lose that pain signal that's telling you, okay, you've done too much, you're hurting me, stop. And if you put it on before a workout, you're likely to have problems.
Yes, and great.
To develop painful conditions that will persist. And this is why it's important. You have to listen to your body.
Wow. Like I said before, you're improving people's quality of life. You're pioneers. You are trendsetters. You're great testimonials. And people want more information. And where do you purchase the cream? Where can they go?
Okay. So for our Canadian customers, they can go to our website, which is qrcream.com. And there they can purchase our cream. Looks like that, and that's the actual tube. It's also available through Amazon.ca. And also, we have a promotion going on where if they sign up for our mailing list, they can get a free sample sachet mailed to them. So they can try the cream without spending any money. And once they know that it works to relieve their pain, then they're able to buy the tube. And also, I'd like to invite everybody to like our Facebook and Instagram pages, too.
Great. And I want to thank you both so much for your time. It was a pleasure.
Most people have what's called disordered eating because they're not sure what to eat for their body type for their goal. And that's where I come in and I put it all together in order for them and give them a direction on that. But that's why I need to work with Dr. Lucas, is because sometimes people have food sensitivities and things like that. And I've always come back to the question of why? Why are they having those issues? And I noticed that certain populations, you know, with their backgrounds, have different needs and different requirements, you know, and then it goes into our body types, into our muscle fibers, as to what is your body going to respond to as far as exercise programming. So knowing this with myself and recognizing it, and then years of practice with my clients, I had it down to a bit of a science where I could figure out if I knew their ethnicity, if I knew what they were already eating, if I knew their complications and go over all those questions at the beginning of their program, I could administer a close to program. But that's kind of like throwing spaghetti at the wall and saying, see what sticks, right? I didn't want to do that. I wanted to refine it and get more. So that's when I started searching for, okay, where can we start? And because of my own experience with a car accident and doing rejuvenation when I lived down in the States, I found out that hormone balancing was a number one. But then coming back to Canada, I found out more, and I went around and I was researching. There's quite a few companies out there that actually offer DNA. But I went with Lois Naherny with her DNA power because, A, she could certify me so I could put it into my programs and have more success with my clients. But also she tests about 100 different markers that are specific for health and nutrition.
DNA, one of the big ways it fits in is it describes the book that your body was built off of. It's kind of the manual that was used to build what is you, and your manual versus my manual versus somebody else is going to be very different. So it gives us a very good blueprint to start with, to try to identify what's going to be the best bang for your buck, to try to be as efficient as possible and help people to overcome those obstacles. Like sometimes we hit walls we don't really have well defined, and sometimes those answers are directly written out in your DNA lab.
Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's episode, go to our website, which is runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.